Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we'll get a couple of callers momentarily. I had a question for Rico and David and Kenny, and let me just say, I understand we're roughly 20 games into a long year. Okay, I know this, but it was something I was thinking about. Tigers tonight, they're in Minnesota. Minnesota's ace, Joe Ryan. You're pretty heavy underdogs tonight, and Flaherty's been pretty bad. The point I'm making is, after that ridiculous outer space lucky start, you're back to square one. Like, you're a 500 team who largely doesn't hit the ball unless the other team has it bounce off their sack or they fall over in center field or something else ridiculous. And you're just not good. Like, do we suck again? Is that, have we reached, are we now back to one with the Tigers? I mean, again, Torkelson started, he was terrible in spring training. He's been awful to start the season. The lineup is a complete joke. Mark Canha's your best hitter. That's not a compliment. And pitching-wise, I understand. I told you, I hated the Flaherty signing. I wasn't going to mock the Maeda signing, but I didn't love it. And Maeda, historically, is terrible in April. Go look. I promise you, that's factual. He gets better in May, but he's been terrible. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, this division's wide open, and I'm sitting here 20 games into the season. They're 10-9. They're probably going to lose tonight. And they got a negative run differential. And scoring, again, yesterday, notwithstanding, Rico, the first seven innings of games, they average, I think, 1.9 runs per.
Yeah, when you hit me with that stat, I was like, wow. But yeah.
So I know it's 20 games in, but am I wrong? I guess it also comes to this. Rico always is like, well, Mike, people just want to have fun. They're not fun to watch. Because you got to sit there for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And
Or are they? Because you know.
Oh, the eighth inning's coming?
Not to leave the game early, because in the eighth inning, that's when the party gets started.
I just wanted to ask the question. Like, I know you can't really be declarative 20 games into a season. But it's not like you're 2 games either. So you just kind of, I know, Sparky told me 40 games. No. Fine.
It's why I said, you needed to jump out to that start at the beginning of the year because you were playing bad teams. And I knew water was going to level out. And it's sad, but
they
my bar.
They lost a series to the A's. They lost 3 out of 4 to the Rangers, and they split with whatever's left of the
you
Twins.
Lost to a homeless team.
Right. My point is, Rico, we talked about, come on, let's have a good month of April. Let's get out of the gates fast. They're staring 10-10 down the barrel of a gun.
My goal is, can you be north of 500 by the end of April? Technically, they're still north of 500 right now. And we see what happens after that. Because hopefully it'll be enough that you'll go and become some buyers at the trade deadline. Because you'll see what we all see, that sense of urgency. You can win this division. How about you didn't do anything in free agency? Maybe it'll have to come through a trade.
All right, I had to ask a question. It's like we're not doing like some huge topic. Kenny violently grabbed the microphone away from David. Aggressive, yes.
I just want to know what they've done this offseason to convince you that they don't suck again. Because to me, they haven't done nearly enough. If they would have done one splash move, I mean, great. Kent Tomiaita is fantastic, whatever.
He stinks. Is he?
No, he stinks.
I can't believe they gave him 2 years.
Yeah, the Colt Keith thing too. Hey, if he works out, great. But if not, it's another bat that can't hit at the bottom.
No,
of the
but
lineup.
I don't worry about Colt Keith.
I don't either,
because he's so young and he's got pedigree. He'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. That doesn't mean he's a star.
Well, you're not batting him third either. No. You're not putting the whole team on his back. Torque, yikes, big yikes. Right? What moves this offseason have they made to make you go, aha?
None.
Exactly.
None.
So no, there's no reason to believe that they're going to be. I mean, they might be a little better than last year, but what is that saying?
Right, 78-80.
Right,
78-82. Ooh. I just no, but I'm with you on this. And Kenny, listen, if a week from now they've won 5 out of 6, you start to have a different opinion. That's where baseball is so difficult to be declarative. I'm simply saying, hey, probably losing tonight, 20 games into the year, and it's like,
but that's
I don't have to be impressed by it.
No, you don't have to be impressed.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The backswing of this, though, is we play in this division, though.
He's having a nervous breakdown.
No, because at least you're 500 if you lose tonight, and you're not already seven games. Well, no, because that's been every April, Mike. It's been every April. They start off, they just fall straight out the gate, and
it's we'll take that city. The mayor, everybody.
Did you
the
not
mayor.
See the angst on my face? Because I knew what I was about to say and how it was going to sound. But yes, it is progress. It is. And it is.
Okay. You know what?
It's yes, we will take that because it's not them finishing the month of April and they're already seven games below 500.
It's nickel and dime progress, though. I mean, that's going to put you what? Two or three or four games better than you were last year. Terrific.
Kenny,
but paint last me excited.
No,
all right.
But last year. Had they not stumbled in April, maybe they win the division.
I quit.
Let me bring people
in. I'll see
in.
You guys on Monday.
If you're not watching on the stream on YouTube or Twitch, Rico did have pain in his
face. Oh, it
was
pain. It was pain. It was a crisis of conscience. It was like Rico knowing how to solve a murder, but he didn't want to rat on a friend. It was like,
big boy did it.
But I understand too is, hey, if you're 500 after April, it's not a crime. It's just we talked about how bad the schedule is. Mm-hmm. And the Twins missing several of their best players. The Rangers are missing three everyday regulars. They're missing DeGrom. They're missing Max. You didn't face Eovaldi.
The A's
and you
missing
still
their home.
Got taken to the cleaners. The A's at home. And I know, well, the A's aren't as bad as everybody thought. Well, the A's ain't good. And here we are, probably going to be 10-10. And it's just the offense is. I swear to God, the only time they score runs, errors. I mean, yesterday, Leody Taveras looked like the Bad News Bears in center field. That's my moment. I'm still watching a lineup that features Vierling and McKinstry and, I mean, Parker Meadows. A home run aside, guy was hitting 0-53 on the season.
Hey, Carpenter hit one.
Wow.
Do you remember when Chris said the rebuild is over?
Yeah, he also said District was moving along nicely. I could say lots of things. It doesn't mean it's true.
We're not going to be there this next week down at the District.
District's delayed. Never gonna be done. All right.
I just.
We can move on.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Hey, let's check the website. Maybe those neighborhoods are back on it. Rendering season.
Let's just hope the Tigers are above 500 at the end of the month.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will get the LED roof after all. Or not.
Oh, it'll put up the Lions Select.
Right, exactly.
On the roof.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.